Hola. Hi guys. Welcome to everybody that is listening in, and this is the official
first
episode of Lovegistics.
I think that this time around it's going to be sweet, even though it was sweet when it was the Superior Man, but I feel like everybody needed a little love rundown.
Yeah, we decided that, we decided to make a change, and obviously, as you can tell, we took ourselves out of the spotlight for a couple of weeks there and reevaluated, because, you know, change and evolving is everlasting.
That, and I think we wanted to figure out what sort of value did we want to bring to the world and to people who are listening, and I think to just say, just to bring value to just one type of, you know, group of people.
Yeah, we decided that we wanted the message to be universal, and we felt that what we were trying to share and what we are going to share is something that everyone needs in their life. And we hope that you tune in with us every Monday, and for those of you that had tuned in every Monday with us, we thank you, we love you, and
yes,
to everyone who is going to start out on this journey, welcome!
I know. Bienvenue.
Bienvenue. I don't know how to say welcome in any other language. Aloha, I believe, says hello. Goodbye. So, welcome.
Entree.
Well, come on in, friends. Come. Everybody shuffle to the right of the room.
We're not going to dive right into anything pretty serious. We're just going to
come and introduce ourselves for those that are just
newbies.
To tune in.
The newbies and
listen, you're about to listen to the two best people in the world.
The two best.
Okay.
So the mad scientist behind the science of being love is Jenny Gules.
I am Jenny Gules.
We call her Jenny Gules.
A friend of mine from New York, if you're listening to this, I love you desperately, decided that my actual name was ugly. So he decided to recall me Jenny Gules, and I love you so much for that.
Yeah. And the other one, I don't have a cool nickname,
no. But
I'm just Ashley.
That's
cool. Ashley, my name is unisex. So,
it's universal.
Yeah, it's universal. We're going to be the madness behind the science of being love. And if you're wondering if there's a science, there's a way, for sure. And I think
when we say science, though, we don't mean like science, like molecules and...
Well, obviously, geez.
You know,
you're not going to drink a love potion.
Actually, if anybody has some, I would love to take.
I
want to be drunk in love.
I think what we're going to just teach is how to... You know, we're how to start with self-love, how to reevaluate your life to see where the changes need to be made, and you know, as you build your life and stuff like that, brick by brick, you get to go back, and we teach you, you know, how to go back and see, you know, what things don't fit anymore and what parts of those,
and see how far you've come.
Yeah, and see what things that don't resonate with you anymore. Take them out and put them in something that, you know, that's representative of you. And I think that we're gonna help you get back to who you are and always stay true to that. And I mean, obviously the beginning of any love is self. It's inner.
Yep.
It's never outer. It's always inner. So we're going to get you back on track, because
we're going to take you, I think also for you and I, we're also going to take you guys in on our journey of our own self.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're no expert. I mean, I think the whole point of love is just keep life and love, obviously, is just every day creating who you are, and figuring out what you're not, and standing true to what means a lot to you and what represents you. So we're going to just be given the lowdown on that, and we hope that you guys learn a lot from it, and we hope that it enriches your life and you you know, make better changes and meet the people that you intended to meet, and build great relationships, and find the beauty in life everywhere that you go, and just always come from a place of love.
And it's not just going to be about human to human. We're going to teach you about earth love and how to give back and community. And I think that those are all the things that are
some
are
of logistics.
I know. I think those are all the things that needed to be addressed and talked about. I think everyone has this idea of what love really is, but I mean, you got to be willing to listen, because I think that everyone's
and it comes
a
in all
lost.
Forms. And yeah. It comes in all forms. At the end of the day, I believe it starts within. It starts with you. And, you know, in other previous podcasts that Ashley and I have spoke about, I've said this a couple of times before, and I say this to people often, self-love is the hardest thing. Yeah. It's so hard because nobody knows you like you know you. You know, you have your best friend and your parents and your siblings, and they know you to a certain degree, but there's things that, you know, we all know how to stay within ourselves and stay within our mind and get ourselves into, some of us can get ourselves into a kind of a dark space with that. And I think that's why Ashley and I are so excited to put the message out and help everyone find their love, their love for life, love for themselves, love for people, love for earth, love for everything.
Well, that's what
and
the planet needs.
So, I mean, we're going to be real about it, because her and I have gone on our journey and...
Always on our journey.
We're forever on our journey, but we decided to take an oath to ourselves and to stand by who we are and to love ourselves and, you know, tear down all the walls that we all build around ourselves and we have so over the years due to experience and heartbreak and all
and what
of these
we're
things.
Choosing, you know, what we choose to believe and to listen to. And it's just like, I mean, I think the best gift we can give ourselves is truth.
Yeah, and I mean, we're not here to force you guys to do anything that you feel
you
uncomfortable.
Don't even have to
and you don't have to listen and you don't have to agree. What we're really just doing here is just, you know, providing you guys with
Information
and realness and personal, I guess, views and how we've gone through. And we know that there's going to be some of you that are going to be able to resonate with that. And that's the point. Like, we want people, and we want you to stay open-minded, open-hearted, completely open, because Ash and I are going to take you on a journey.
Yeah, we're on
a
no-stop ride.
We don't stop our rides.
I know. A no-stop ride to positive change and positive impact on our life. And I mean, if you don't want to join, then hey.
And we welcome, I mean, obviously we would prefer if people were not very mean on social fronts. And we know that we're going to say
well,
things.
Truth comes with criticism.
It does, but I also think the deliverance of our criticism doesn't need to cut deep. You can give your truth without really, you know, hitting below the belt. But we encourage feedback, we encourage personal emails, and we hope that even if there's an issue or a problem, if it's relationship, if it's personal, we hope that you reach out, and we hope that we can help you get to a better spot and guide you down a road that will make you choose a better choice, I guess, in any given situation. Because believe it or not, everybody, we've all gone through the same thing. We've all felt the same emotions. Just the scenarios that present these emotions are different. But we all know how to navigate and give each other a helping hand. And that's what Ash and I are here to do. We're here to fucking get you on track and keep it 100, as the cool kids say these days.
Yeah, keep it real. And I think that that's the best thing I could ever be given. And I said it, I think the best thing you could do is be in truth to yourself and to other people, and that's what we hope that we're offering you guys. I mean, it's just, we've gone, like, over the past, I think, couple of years, there's just so many people who are just crying out for an answer, or for some sort of direction, some sort of light, some sort of guidance in towards, you know, a better life, a better being. And we hope that what we've learned throughout our life, through the people we've encountered, the experiences we've experienced, the books that we've read, the conversations we've had, that all
people
this... The people we've met, and all of this has kind of gathered information inside of us and inside our hearts that we want to pour it out to you, that we want to share that with you. and then that will make a positive impact, not only on your life, but ultimately on the planet.
Yeah, and like I said before, Ash and I will, you know, we will be sharing our personal experiences with you guys, so it can help, and people can be like, yeah, man, I know how you're feeling. I think everybody is at this kind of point right now, where I think people are like, shit, you know, like, love's really, people want to find their way back to love, and I think everyone is scared to stand up for it, because nobody puts it first anymore. It's kind of taken a back burner and taken a back seat in the vehicle of our lives, and that's what Ash and I are here to do. We're here to stand up. We're here to say the things that everybody wants to say. We want to open the discussion. We want to talk about it. We want to get people to a place where they can make love a front runner again.
And we're not saying that this is the, like, you know what I mean? Like, this, this may not be your way, but it's a way that has truly worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this day and age, everyone thinks love and relationship is so hard, and it's like, it's not. Love
what's
is
hard
really
is
not.
The vulnerability.
Well,
opening.
What's hard is the conditioned minds that we have on how relationships are supposed
to
be,
work.
How they're supposed to work, what kind of love you're supposed to feel.
Conditional.
You're supposed to have these butterflies in your stomach, and it's just like, we're here to tell you that that's...
It's more than that.
And it's probably not even that. Like, you're waiting to feel that emotion.
Yeah.
So it's just like, some love is not that, you know?
Not that conditional.
You just know it.
It's unconditional. It just flows from a very true center.
And it's
center
truly the
you.
Only emotion that you'll feel. The other emotions that come with it is joy and happiness.
And sadness will come with it, but not because love caused that, the scenario. That's another thing. We're going to touch base on that when
I know,
people do that.
We're going to slam dunk all the way around.
We're gonna cover a lot of bases. I think we're gonna cover a lot of things, like Ash said, relationship, self love, health, sex too. We're gonna cover that. It's gonna be a very raw, open. It's gonna be like sitting in a living room with a bunch of your friends, just talking real shit, opening ourselves up, sharing what we believe. Because when Ash and I talk, and my friends better vouch for this shit, because I know you do. When Ash and I talk, and, you know, we're also those people that everybody, that all of our friends come to when, you know, shit hits the fan and times get tough, and
yeah.
Our phones are ringing, or we're getting the message, and people are...
guidance. They need some guidance,
yeah.
Or they need...
It's a natural thing, I think, for you and I. I think you and I have always been naturals at... kind of guiding people to always being truthful and staying true to who they are and living their truth and loving and all of that. And I think as well, over time, as Ash and I have, you know, gained our experiences, read the things that we have read, met the people that we've met, our guidance has only become better, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm fucking cool. Like, I don't know what you
I
know.
Just think that, like, you know, I think all the things that I've experienced in my life, I feel like it's brought me to a place where I want to share that wisdom with people. And I think what you get out of an experience is wisdom. And I think that that's the biggest lesson. Not lesson, because, I mean, you're not really learning anything here. Well, I mean, there's no lessons to be learned. You know all of this. You're just remembering it. But I think that's the best thing I can give to somebody is my wisdom of experience.
And we hope it helps you. We
yeah.
hope that those of you who listen will tune in with us every Monday, because that's when we'll be dropping that for
now.
We're
gonna share it with your
we're
friends
share
and
it.
Colleagues.
And not just on Mondays, but, you know, tune in. Follow us every day, because Ash and I will be throwing around love. Just throwing it out like $100 bills.
Yeah.
All of our social media friends, because we want...
Listen, we're just going to do it. And we're going to get it done. You want to follow? Follow the leader, leader, leader. Follow the leader. Warm it up! Well, I'm excited for it.
We are thoroughly enthused. Even
thoroughly.
Though we're all
thoroughly?
Enthused.
I'm just calm. I'm at peace with it. You know what I mean? Before, I'd be like... like straight...
Mom! the meatballs!
I know. Honestly, like, before that, I would have hired a freaking band.
Yeah.
A marching band would come in and interrupt. Boom!
Boom!
And
boom!
And boom! Maybe we should.
Maybe.
Hire a band.
We love a good fucking parade.
I know, honestly. We should just make one up and just gallivant the streets.
Let's just do it. Fuck, man.
Make a
float. Anything goes. Anything goes.
Just make a float.
Yeah, we're going to keep this. This is the only short and sweet podcast
and sweet.
That Ashley and I are going to make, and the rest of them are going to be
long and lengthy.
Long and lengthy and good. Who doesn't like
this
long
and
lengthy?
We're not going to talk here up for like 60 minutes. Maybe sometimes.
Maybe sometimes
it will
really.
We're
going
to keep it at a reasonable time. Because
we don't want you guys to fall off. We hope to get to you at a good time when you're at the gym pumping iron or whatever the F you're doing with your time. But
yeah.
Mondays, now that our handles have changed.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're following us on social media.
You notice that our name changed, but Facebook currently, you can find us on Facebook, Lovegistics, capital LOVEGISTICS. Our Instagram is Lovegistics Talk because someone stole logistics. Wherever you are, fuck you.
Why?
Damn you! Lovegistics Talk, that's the same for Twitter as well. We're probably going to open the doors to Snapchat and check. We're going to Snapchat, and you're going to see us act the fool. Ash and I are really funny on Snapchat. For those of you that follow us personally, we're funny. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
And you can send us emails too. Lovegistics. Talk all lowercase all together at gmail.com. That's where we hope you guys will, you know,
drop us some lines,
drop us a scenario, because we know it can be tough to open up, and we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or open up those that kind of can of worms on our social friends. So please send us an email. We hope to work with you side by side. Sorry, I'm drinking beer and I totally just burped mid talk.
Ooh, that's classy.
Yeah, that's kettle chips too.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's like acid.
Oh, and it smells good. All right, so tune in.
That means
we look forward to educating you.
We look forward to continuing on this journey,
and it's gonna be fun.
And donkeys for everybody.
And we're gonna blow your mind a little bit. So
nothing like a good mind fuck, people.
Yeah, nothing like a good expansion.
We look forward
of
to
the cranium.
Yeah, we look forward to living. We look forward to loving with you.
And laughing.
And we'll see you guys real soon.
Real soon. On the flip side.
On the flip side, homeboys.
All right.
See you later. Awesome.